say, if I'm a stranger around here, would you ever call me a foreigner? Or do you just...
No, you wouldn't be a foreigner. You wouldn't.
Who would be a foreigner?
Well, somebody from another country, wouldn't that be a foreigner?
Okay. And these are some names of the name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And do you remember the song "Wait Till the Sun Shines"?
I don't know.
Do you remember the name of the girl in the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party?
May have heard it, I forgot.
But did you hear the song "Wait Till the Sun Shines"?
What do you?
You know a nickname for Helen starting with an N?
Name of Helen starting with an N?
A nickname.
Nickname.
I think the name Nellie.
A song?
Are you familiar with the name Nellie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people named Nellie. Is the song?
Yeah, well, that's what I was interested in, just that name. A little boy named William, a nickname for him would be?
Bill?
Or add a Y to it.
Billy.
Okay. And the first book in the New Testament.
Genesis?
Or the New Testament.
No, then you got
the
name.
Or the first book of the Gospels, the first of the four Gospels. It's got the other three, Mark, Luke, and John. The first one is starts with an M.
Mike?
Or, you know, in the Bible, the New Testament.
New Testament. I forgot.
The first one is Matt. You know, the other three are Mark, Luke, and John. The first one is
Matthew.
Okay. And a woman who conducts school is called a
mistress.
Okay. How did you call her? She teaches school. She's a
school mistress.
Okay. And do you remember what they used to call a barrel maker?
Barrel maker. Cooper.
Okay. And that was a last name. How would you call a woman who had that last name?
Cooper?
Or,
who had that?
Yeah, or she's married. She'd be.
She married a Cooper?
Uh huh.
So Cooper?
Well, you call her. She wouldn't be Mr. Cooper, she'd be...
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. Is that how you normally call her? You normally say Mrs. Cooper?
Well, I don't know. I never did meet up with nothing like that. But I wouldn't have known so much about the Cooper business, but my husband used to run the steel up here, and they had a place for making barrels.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. They would make these barrels that you put the rolls in, which it...
Mm-hmm.
Which it didn't have to be a real tight barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was some holes in it, you could take some wet mud and spill them up before you dipped it up and poured it in there, and that would hold it in there till it got cold. It was barrel enough. It didn't take much of a barrel to hold it.
Uh-huh.
But that's where I learned about the Cooper.
Mm-hmm.